Tomorrow, St. Petersburg-based Progress Energy Florida is expected to ask state regulators to be allowed to increase power bills to make up for rising costs for oil and coal. Progress Energy is also paying more for electricity it buys from other utilities. CJ Drake is a spokesman for Progress Energy.
What we are expecting to do is file a request with the Florida Public Service Commission to recover the rising costs of fuel that are used to generate electricity. This is a global issue. Everyone who drives a car or uses energy understands that fuel costs are increasing. And the same applies to utility companies. The costs of coal and oil and purchased power that are used to generate electricity are increasing. And we are going to ask the Public Service Commission to recover those costs from our customers. And if they approve, then bills will increase later this summer.
The U.S. Energy Department says that power plants are paying 54% more for fuel oil, 33% more for natural gas, and 6% more for coal on a national level this year. If the Public Service Commission grants Progress permission to raise electricity rates to make up the difference for the amount they are paying for higher costs, it will increase fuel bills, but Progress Energy does not say by how much. However, it'll also come in addition to a $9 monthly increase if Progress opts to go ahead and build two nuclear reactors in Levy County. Again, spokesman C.J. Drake.
And the reason we want to increase our nuclear capacity is because nuclear is the most cost-effective power generation there is. There is significant initial costs and construction costs in building new nuclear, but the fuel used to generate nuclear power, which is uranium, is actually the least expensive of all the fuels used to generate electricity. But again, that is a request that we have pending with the Florida Public Service Commission. The Public Service Commission must approve any and all of these proposed increases.